exciting to see our offense, you know, dominating the line of scrimmage, running backs, you know, running for gains of 7, 13, 20-plus yards. Those are the big plays we need from our offense. We want to be a balanced attack.
We expect 80-yard and 60-yard runs from Chris Johnson. We don't always expect that from 25, do we?
Well, Lindell's not too slow. You know, even though he's a big guy, he's more known for pounding on defenses. But today he definitely showed that he has the ability to go for the long ball as well.
The Monday night game's been looming on the schedule. You've probably been asked about it a ton. Now it's obviously on the forefront. Jeff said today's effort indicates guys weren't thinking about Monday.
Not at all. We wanted to focus on the task at hand this week, which was Kansas City. You never want to look too far ahead. You know, tomorrow's not promised. You just want to take care of today. Today we went out and really dominated the Kansas City Chiefs.
You think it's your best game as a team, both best overall performance of the year?
From a spectator perspective, looking, you know, from the sidelines, I think we really played well. We were definitely some areas we can improve. The kickoff return team had a long run on us. And defensively, we gave up one long run that I recall, but we'll definitely have to look at the film and see exactly how the effort was today.
What's your take on Chris Johnson's celebration? Did you see it from the sideline?
Honestly, I didn't see it. I heard about it. I heard he jumped on the drums and played a tune or two.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative. Pretty creative.
Shutouts are tough to come by in this league. You guys came 3.5 quarters, I guess half a quarter away from it. Is that disappointing to you guys?
I'm not disappointed. It wasn't our goal. We just wanted to go out and play dominant football, and it's tough to get a goose egg in this league, but we play hard and play fast and physical football for 60 minutes.
Michael Griffin gave up a hook. If they don't score the last touchdown, because he had an interception that maybe would have ended the field goal drive.
Well, he gets the interception, you know, things definitely change. You know, maybe it does get a chance for us to get the good set.
Do you guys give him some grief about that?
We gave him more grief about his lack of hands today, but Mike, he'll make plays for us in the future. We know that.